Hello, it's the 19th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Amptill Road is about to be widened and get improved traffic signals as part of a major round of improvement works to reduce congestion. Starting Monday next week, the road will be widened to add an additional northbound lane between Britannia Road and Elster Road. The new lane is for the exclusive use of buses and ultra-low emission vehicles, which has caused some online comments to say the scheme won't do anything to actually help reduce congestion. Additionally, average speed cameras will be put along the route, causing some to claim the upgrades are simply disguising new revenue-generating activities, as the traffic is usually too congested for anybody to get even near to the speed limit. The work is scheduled to be completed early next year and to be done only at night to minimise disruption as much as possible. The run-down office building opposite Bedford College on the corner of Caldwell Street and Kingsway is about to get a new lease of life. Rogers Court has been purchased to use as a homeless shelter. Currently, people are staying in hotels at great expense to the taxpayer, and they aren't suitable to provide the support homeless and vulnerable people need. The purchase was made with money from central government to provide short-term accommodation for the homeless. Bedford Council are back to normal, holding in-person meetings, but not all councillors are happy they have to go to work again. At the last council meeting, which was held at the Corn Exchange, Oakley Lib Dem councillor John Abbott moaned, "I'm not particularly happy with being here tonight." The meeting turned into a farce, with Councillor Abbott making multiple complaints about the sound system, leading to Caldwell Labour councillor Abu Saltin to quip, "Whilst I saw your lips move, I didn't hear a word you said." The meeting was halted for 10 minutes just after one piece of business. Some residents have commented the council are more back to normal than they actually realise. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.